WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
So far, other singers have had more luck recording the songs of Jules Shear than he has. Cyndi Lauper scored a hit with his song All Through the Night, and the Bangles made it to the charts with If She Knew What She Wants. Both songs started out on solo albums by Shear. Before his solo album, Shear recorded with the groups Funky Kings and Jules and the Polar Bears. Shear is singing his songs with a new group he formed called Restless Sleepers. Their new album is called Big Boss Sounds, and from it, here's If We Never Meet Again.
I know how just one smile can be planted like a seed, and I want to do that for somebody else the way it was done.
I like your singing, but I have to say you don't have a typical lead singer's voice.
Oh, thank goodness.
Why did you say thank goodness?
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I've always liked people. When I was growing up, I always liked people who sang with their very natural, whatever was their natural way to sing. They didn't try to adapt themselves to, like, the way people are supposed to sound by someone else's rules. And generally, this meant that, like, most of these people were songwriters that appealed to me, and they were singing songs that they wrote in a way that they felt would communicate. And the thing is to get across the feeling that is integral to the song, I guess.
You know, sometimes you really strain to reach the high notes in a song that you're singing,
mm-hmm.
and I think it adds an emotional tug to the song. And it reminds me even of, I know, like at Motown Records, they would frequently record the singers in a slightly higher key than they were capable of singing in, because it gave, that reaching for the high note gave the singing urgency.
I like that myself. I mean, I could easily drop things down a couple keys and then not have to do that. But I always end up writing things like that because, it feels good when you're singing it to really feel like you're working when you go for those notes. And I think that if that's a feeling that you want to get over to a listener, that's a really good way to do it. It's not really so good if it makes a listener feel so uncomfortable that they just want to be removed from that immediately. But I've never had a problem with it in other singers. I kind of like that feeling myself, and so I do go for that.
Mm-hmm. How did your song start getting recorded by others?
Well, I guess it was just by stumbling on to people, or people stumbling on to me. It was... you know, like I was in bands in Los Angeles, and I was in a band that made an obscure sort of record called Funky Kings, and like Olivia Newton-John heard the record and recorded a song that I wrote on that record. That got things going. Somebody who was a mutual friend between me and Art Garfunkel gave him a song of mine. Art recorded this song. People began to like pay attention to me as a songwriter instead of being in a band. But my songs have always been not the most recordable by other people. Every once in a while, I seem to write something where someone grabs onto it and says, yeah, this will be great for me. But for the most part, my songs are either like too personal or considered to be maybe too left field or something to be recorded by people. But that doesn't deter me from writing them.
Well, I know you divide your songs into the commercial and non-commercial categories. What are the differences between the two?
You know, I to tell you the truth, I divide them between those two categories only really after the fact.
You mean the ones that sold and the ones that didn't?
Those are the ones that are commercial, that's right.
So you can't tell what's going to work commercially?
I really sat down. I was in London once, and I was with some friends of mine. We sat... and they all went out to have a bunch of fun. I was feeling guilty because I hadn't been writing songs. So I sat down and thought, I'm going to write a song today. So I sat down and wrote this little folk song. I mean, it was a song called All Through the Night that Cyndi Lauper recorded, had a top five record with. Now, see, I'd have never been able to know that that would be the song that somebody would have pick to have a big hit with, to me it was like a folk song, you know. And my point is, I'm pretty terrible at choosing which ones might be successful.
You have a whole album of demos. Demos are demonstration records that a songwriter uses to show a potential performer how the song should sound. How do you use demos? Do you just make a demo of every song you write?
I'd like to. It's fun to make demos. The great thing about making demos is it's sort of like making records, only you make them really fast, and there's very, very little pressure because you're not going to put them out for sale.
They could be rough.
They can be as rough as you like. Sometimes it's even good if they're rough. I mean, a lot of songwriters have theories about this. They're like, if you make a demo and it sounds too good, that like people won't be able to, like a singer who gets it won't be able to interpret it for himself. He'll just go, well, that's the way it is. But if you make it rough, they think, well, if only this was really polished, it would be really fantastic, and they're more likely to record it. I don't know about these things. I make them rough because it's fun, because that's 'cause I like music to be a little on the rough side.
I think it's really interesting to compare your demo recording of All Through the Night and Cyndi Lauper's recording of it, and she had a big hit mm-hmm. with it and made it to the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Your recording of it is, you know, rough, straightforward. I'm not sure what word to use.
It's folky, I guess. Yeah. Hers is sort of more Euro pop, I guess you'd say, with sequencers and stuff like that. I had like an acoustic guitar chugging along and just sort of laid the song down that way.
Oh, all through the night today, knowing that we feel the same.
Did it change the song for you at all, hearing the Cyndi Lauper version?
Well, let me see. I sang all the background vocals on Cyndi's
really?
Version. Yeah, so it was no real big shock to me. I heard it while they were recording it, and I sang all the background vocals, and so I knew exactly what it was going to be when it came out.
Now, the Bangles had a hit of your song, If She Knew What She Wants.
Yeah.
Now, when you sing it, you say the lyric is, if she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her. When the Bangles sing it, it's if she knew what she wants, he'd be giving it to her.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have to figure out what to do with that. I don't know.
I think it makes it more ironic when they sing it. It's like, well, he said he's trying.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I thought that was kind of strange, and I wondered when I heard they were recording the song. I thought, how are they going to do that? You know, how are they going to change the genders? They managed. They did it.
If she knew what she wants,
I'd be giving it to
her. If she knew what she needs,
I'd be giving it to her.
If she knew what she wants,
I can't see through.
If she knew what she wants, I'd be giving it to her. Giving it to her.
If she knew what she wants,
I'd be giving it to her.
If she knew what she needs,
I'd be giving it to her.
The last few albums have been solo. Why did you want to be part of a band again?
Well, I really missed being in a band, first of all. I think it's really fun to be in a group and to be around like-minded musicians. And I was writing a lot of songs alone by myself, like at home, just sitting there with an acoustic guitar. And I had just done so much of it. And I'd been co-writing sometimes with other people, but I really wanted a stable sort of group of people that could make up music together. So I wasn't looking for a band simply to play with. I wanted a group that would also make up the songs. We could actually be musically creative together. That's what I was trying to do, is find the sort of musical camaraderie and get that happening.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for doing this.
Jules Shear and his group Restless Sleepers have a new album on IRS Records called Big Boss Sounds.
Play here and blast up the bar sounds. Let me tell you.
This is Fresh Air.